Welcome to the Real Momentum Podcast with Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs. This is a program that encourages and challenges men through biblical discussions on manhood, interviews with key leaders, and powerful messages from a variety of different speakers. Everything that the Real Momentum Podcast does is focused on one mission: helping men win. Let's see what Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs has for us today on The Real Momentum.
The sixth one would be, what is God saying to me through prayer? Prayer is a wonderful gift from God to commune with Him about anything and everything on our heart. It is important. If it was important enough for Jesus to stay up all night before He chose His 12 disciples, He stayed up all night and prayed over, like, who, where am I going? What am I doing? For direction. Jeremiah 33:3, call to me and I will answer you. I'll tell you great and mighty things you do not know. I love Luke chapter 11, where Jesus walks His disciples how to pray. Pray in a persistent way, a shamelessly bold way, an ask, seek, knock, but keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking kind of way. Ananias in Acts chapter 9 was saying, hey, go speak to this guy, because it's been revealed to him something he was praying about. And countless times in my life where I was like, you know, those moments where you wake up in the middle of the night and something's just heavy pressed upon your heart, where God's working on the other side and you can't see it. Pay careful attention to what God's putting on your heart as you pray, good, bad, and ugly, even things that you're scared to kind of voice. God's big enough to handle it, even if it includes a holy complaint or a lament or praiseworthy moment of, God, I'm just grateful that you see me and that you hear me. Reading the Psalms puts so much to me. It's been so helpful over the years that they've been a godly counselor to me, and it kind of gives voice to the things you're praying.
Right.
But pay careful attention to that. That's chapter 4, verse 2. Also in chapter 4, verse 2, Colossians is the next one. And this is helpful in a practical way, day to day. How is God using the circumstances in my life to direct me? Revelation 3 speaks to God opens doors that no one can shut, and He shuts doors that no man can open. God speaks through circumstances. Yeah. If you are like, man, it just is not, the opportunity is not there and presenting itself, it may be because the Lord's like, I'm shutting the door. Doesn't mean you can't keep knocking, but sometimes it's like, it's locked. Let's try something else. Paul was constantly looking for ministry, and he talks about it in his books, in his letters, that he was constantly looking for open doors of opportunity, open doors of ministry. Something that I pray for and that was really helpful to me is I pray specifically, God, give me a defining moment where I don't miss something that someone says to me, something that someone, you know, like a phone call, something you impressed on my heart when I'm at the gym or taking a long run, or like, I'm praying for defining moments. Help me see how circumstances around me are all kind of pointing this one direction and not another.
And one of my favorite quotes is Warren Wiersbe in this regards. He says, you know, we are asked the wrong question. We're always asking, how can I get out of this problem? And we should be asking, what can I get out of this problem?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Paying careful and close attention. Like, God, you have my attention. What are you trying to teach me? I want to learn it. I want to walk. What's the way I want to walk in it? Circumstances are a big indicator of maybe where you're going. And it will always, I believe, always require a step of faith where you're like, you know what? I don't know that I know that I know, but I really sense God's moving me in this direction. I would even say, speaking to circumstances before I share the last one, my pastor, Michael Catt, growing up, used to say all the time, especially when I was surrendering the call of ministry and interning, he would always say, remember three things circumstantially when you're seeking God's will: desire, opportunity, Balaam's donkey. desire? What's God putting a desire on your heart to do that maybe wasn't there before or may surprise you or has been there for quite some time and it's getting deeper and deeper? There's this longing and desire. Pay attention to that. And then opportunity, desire and opportunity. Are there opportunities circumstantially around you where God's giving you an open door to potentially walk through? So if you have a desire, a God-given desire, and there's an opportunity, then Balaam's donkey, step forward in faith and pray for the defining moments and ask the Lord to lead, guide, and direct. And then be so humble before the Lord that you ask the Lord, God, if I'm stepping forward in faith, you've put a desire on my heart, there's an opportunity here. If you can use Balaam's donkey to stop him in his tracks and tell him he was going the wrong direction, then God, you're sovereign enough to use whatever you got to. I'm going to tell you, one of the most humbling prayers I ever prayed was on my wedding day. The day I got married, hours before I got married, I spent some time just me and the Lord. God, thank you for leading me up to this day and thank you for this defining moment. I remember how afraid and humble I was to still submit that day in that moment before the Lord, talking about Balaam's donkey. Lord, if I have missed you in some kind of way and I'm making the wrong decision, I'm praying that you stop it today. That's a humbling prayer to pray when you're like, oh, I hope this is the right decision. But that's how serious you take God's will and the direction for your life. Desire, opportunity, but like, God, I'm putting in your hands. If I've made a horrible mistake, you can right it and you can stop me. And I'm praying that you will. And I believe he does. I believe he has. There's been times in my own life where it was like, you know, 2 weeks ago, I thought for sure this is what we were going to do. And 2 weeks later, God's going, nope, we're not going that direction. Hard left. Yeah. And then the last one from Colossians chapter 4, verse 5. Really speaks to how God gives us wisdom to make the right decisions. And the last one and the eighth one would be, what is the wisest thing to do when I look at this from an eternal perspective? When I look at this through a lens, a biblical lens and a gospel lens and a bigger than me and my life, my story kind of lens, what's the wisest thing to do when I look at this from an eternal perspective? James chapter 1 says that God gives us wisdom without reproach when we ask for it. Wisdom is not necessarily being wise in the world's eyes, but it's being smart in God's eyes, looking at things from God's perspective, an eternal perspective. So that's the invitation, is to walk through these eight questions, these eight things that, okay, is there any sin in my life clogging my spiritual ears to hear God's direction? And then praying over these big decisions, taking them serious, searching your heart, delighting in the Lord, praying for defining moments, repenting if and when necessary when you're walking in sin. Sin will cause God not to answer our prayers. Scripture speaks to that in Isaiah. Mark chapter 11 says that when we don't forgive others who have hurt us, that pollutes the way we think because we're bitter and we're resentful. Think about like, how do I get out the junk and the immorality and where my heart's coveting things? Am I right with other people? Am I forgiving others that I feel like have wronged me? And that's how I believe, based on his word, he walks us through step by step, moment by moment, day by day, what his will is for our life. So those are things that have been so, so helpful to me over the years. So you're not looking at it like, all right, we're down by three and, or, you know, we're down by 5-6 points. We're going to have to throw a Hail Mary and just hope.
Right.
Something lands down there. This is so helpful because it's like, it's not just, okay, God, if you would just write it in the sky, just show me by tomorrow. What are the circumstances telling me? And a time to pray and fast, a time to go sit down with a pastor or a trusted friend, to talk to your bride and pray with her together, and go, what does this look like from an eternal perspective? will this honor the name of Jesus? Is this something that we're going to look back and feel like we totally missed it? Or Lord, help us not miss it. So these things, it's like all the arrows start pointing in the same direction. That's been my experience. And
I'll say too, the thing I take away is the shepherding piece of that. I mean, all through everything you describe in Colossians 3 and 4 is just the shepherd. I mean, he's using every bit of that. And, you know, when I've gone through, you know, this transition in life and been through a lot the last several years, and, you know, I needed to know the will of God. And, you know, and in some ways it's got to be so clear that no matter if your counselors that you're seeking, they may be totally wrong, you know, and they're helping you get to truth, even by, you know, they may not agree with the move. They may not agree with the next step, and you've been led by God in all these areas. And so you ought to know the voice of God well enough to know that he says, he's still saying, come here, come here, come here. And to me, in a lot of ways, that is a refining piece that, man, I love and respect you, but I really sense God's put this in my heart. He's led me through these passages. He's led me in my prayer times. My wife and I have discussed this. We found oneness in all these areas. And, you know, to have the courage to say, you know, I'm going to follow Jesus. And I'm sure that every one I've ever talked to that maybe was trying to talk me out of something I sensed God was telling me, by the time I've taken a step with God, they'd be my biggest cheerleader. You know, they want me to be in the will of God. And I think all of those things, and ultimately it's the shepherd. And I've been processing a statement one of our discipleship pastors made several months ago. He says, clarity brings purity. Purity brings clarity. And then I think clarity brings peace. So as you're walking through a decision as a man, and as you're helping others walk through decisions in truth, I mean, the thing we need is purity, get everything out of our life so God can put what he wants to in there, and then taking the steps of courage and that we need to take with clear instruction from the Lord as he shepherds us, that automatically is going to bring peace as we walk with him.
That's right.
And I think it's awesome to hear your story in that. And knowing you and your history, I could tell this has been a guiding path for you, and it's been awesome to be a part of some of that in your journey. And thank you for sharing all that.
Oh man, thank you guys. Thank you guys.
If you've been enjoying the spiritual insights, stories, and practical strategies we share here on Real Momentum, the absolute best way you can support the show is by taking just 60 seconds right now to do two things. First, hit that subscribe or follow button. Subscribing ensures you never miss an episode of inspiration and that every new discussion is waiting for you the moment it drops. Second, please leave us a quick rating and review. Those 5-star ratings and your honest reviews are fuel for our show. They help other leaders like you find our ministry and keep the momentum building. But wait, there's one more thing. We don't just want to talk to you. We want to connect with you. We want to hear about your real momentum moments. You can find all of the show notes, resource links, and transcripts for this episode at realmomentum.men/rmpodcast. And please, join the conversation. Connect with us directly on all the social media platforms by searching for Real Momentum. Send us a DM or tag us with your biggest takeaway from today's episode. Thank you for being a part of the movement to reach and lead men to follow Christ.
You've been listening to Real Momentum, a co-production between Real Momentum and TIL Radio Network.